Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. I think Milwaukee does a really nice job of recognizing and bringing awareness to the great things people and businesses, both for-profit and nonprofit, do to contribute to the overall success of the community. We wanted to be a part of that, so that's why we started this radio show back in 2018. And there's actually a ton of different awards and accolades out there, and I couldn't begin to list them all, but there are some specific ones we like to mention, like the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award, which focuses on business ethics and integrity. We are the only wealth advisory firm to have won that award 4 times. There's the Waukesha County Business Alliance Nonprofit Small, Medium, and Large Business of the Year, and we won in the small business category. There's the Best Places to Work recognition, where the voting is actually done by the employees of a company. We won that last year in the small business category as well. There's 30 Under 30, 40 Under 40, Fortune 50, as well as recognitions for specific areas of business like healthcare, manufacturing, etc. And then there's the Woman of Influence Award that Karen Ellenbecker was recognized for a number of years ago. But one that I want to talk about today is the BizTimes Nonprofit Excellence Awards, which we actually just started paying attention to a few years ago because it was a great resource for radio show guests. And we were one of the runners-up the last 2 years for the Corporate Citizen of the Year. Last year, one of our wealth advisors won the Volunteer of the Year, so we're pretty proud of that. My first guest today was the winner for the Social Enterprise of the Year Award, which recognizes nonprofits that demonstrate creative and effective application of the principles of social enterprise. And social enterprise is defined as a civic-driven business that generates income for causes like social and environmental issues. So here to talk about that further is Dr. Stacia Thompson, President and CEO of the Sherman Phoenix Foundation. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Stacia.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and we just have the gratitude for you inviting us.
Well, you're certainly welcome. I look forward to sharing with everybody all the great work you do. So the Sherman Phoenix recently celebrated its 5th anniversary, 5 years of being an entrepreneurial and community hub. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Also, congratulations on your Social Enterprise of the Year Award.
Thank you.
For you being named President and CEO just recently. So congratulations on that as well. Wow. Give us a little history on the Sherman Phoenix Foundation.
Absolutely. In 2016, there was an unfortunate incident of a young man being shot and killed by police, which ensued in some civil unrest in the Sherman Park community. During that civil unrest, there were buildings and businesses burned. It actually made national news. The building that we currently inhabit was one of those buildings. It was a BMO Harris Bank building that was water damaged and burned, and BMO decided not to move to repair the building and moved across the street. So after some community conversations, the neighborhood decided that they needed a place to heal, needed a place to gather, needed a place of commerce. So two developers came together, and Joanne Sabir and Julie Kaufman, and decided to make it into a marketplace and entrepreneurial hub. So through some community efforts and fundraising and philanthropic gifts, they actually began the Sherman Phoenix, and the doors opened November 30th of 2018. It actually started out as a for-profit entity. As time went on, they decided that, you know what, for sustainability and to make sure that the programming that we want to see happen here continues to thrive, we should probably create a nonprofit that can be the arm that conducts all of our impact programming and our programming for our entrepreneurs in the building as well as outside of the building. And with that, the Sherman Phoenix Foundation was founded in December of 2020.
Okay, so you have a brick and mortar, if you will. You've got your location down. What's the actual address or what's the location?
3536 West Fond du Lac.
Okay. And then you have the foundation. So you've given us a little bit of an understanding of those two entities. I understand your vision is to have a thriving community with increased socioeconomic opportunities and wellness for people of color. So in what ways is Sherman Phoenix living out this mission and vision?
So we, in the programming that we do, we're living out this mission by offering programs that have to do with wellness and physical as well as mental wellness. A lot of times mental wellness is taboo in BIPOC communities. So what we wanted to do is make it somewhere where people can come and feel comfortable learning about it, as well as offer programs and services that people can come to our building and get it. So we offer youth trap therapy once a month, and that's actually group therapy for family members, for the entire family. So we serve food because we know food draws people.
Yes, it does.
We serve dinner at 5 p.m. and then the group therapy starts at 5:30 and everyone's going home by 7. You know, in addition to that, we have different annual events that we do. So we do a women's history tea. We do a pre-Father's Day pampering session because, you know, dads most of the time probably cook their own meal on Father's Day. So for Father's Day, we do a pre-pampering session on the Monday before Father's Day in which the fathers can come and they get mini manicures, massages. There's golf simulation set up, and then they get to have man and guy talk. And so just imagine being in the room with 50 black fathers all hugging each other saying, I need you, brother, I need you, brother.
Oh, very nice. Nice. And mani-pedis and all that good stuff, too. Oh, that's really nice. Well, actually, the Sherman Phoenix has become a national model with others in the region and around the country now replicating this model. So tell us what's making others want to replicate the work that you're doing.
Absolutely. Because of our success rates, since 2018, we've been home to 49 black-owned businesses. Of those original 28 that opened in November 30th, 2018, 89% of them are still in business 5 years later.
Nice.
National averages show that only about 20% of black businesses are still open after 18 months, and just business in general, about 50%. So we have a model, we call it our grow and go. We have a model that is successful, that's working, and that we know can be replicated.
Very nice. And so expand on this grow and go concept.
Absolutely. So, you know, we love to see, we hate to see our businesses go, but we love to see them grow. So through these services that we're able to offer to our businesses, you'll often not hear me refer to them as tenants because we don't have a tenant-landlord relationship. We are really there to be supportive. So you just don't come to the Sherman Phoenix and open your business. We're there to provide coaching, to help you apply for grants, to make sure that you have everything that you're going to need to be successful in your business. Maybe you can't, you are not able to be admitted to another commercial building or they're not going to approve your application. But we can do an unconditional lease in which we're going to work with you step by step to get your permits, to make sure that you know everything that's going to take to be in business, to make sure you have your proper banking. So that we are making sure that the business owner is giving coaching from start to finish, no matter at what level they are coming in, whether it's a napkin idea and they're just starting or if they're established and they're looking to scale up. So what we love to see is we are an incubator as well. Now a business can stay as long as they want, or if they feel the need that they're going to grow and go. For example, Lush Popcorn started out in a 300 square foot space in our building. Now they've added a zero. They have now have a 3,000 square foot building that they've purchased and redeveloped and now opened up in. One of our other success stories is Funky Fresh Spring Rolls. Truman McGee started at Sherman Phoenix, and now he closed a restaurant because he has a distribution deal with Palermo's Pizza, in which he's in 150 grocery stores regionally and is looking to go national this year.
Wow. Well, that's a great success story. Wonderful. Well, you talk about Sherman Phoenix not just making an impact in the area of entrepreneurship, but also in the area of community impact, which is what we are big about sharing. So, in fact, the Sherman Phoenix has often been referred to as Beacon for the City and a community dashboard. So stay tuned, because when we return, Dr. Stacia is going to share with us what is meant by the Sherman Phoenix effect. Stay tuned to learn more after commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking, continuing my conversation here with Dr. Stacia Thompson, CEO and president of the Sherman Phoenix Foundation. So, Dr. Stacia, we love to share proof of concept or proof of performance with our listeners, and oftentimes that's done with stats and charts, but we find that sharing stories of impact is a great way to also communicate proof of concept or proof of performance. So with that in mind, there's something you call the Sherman Phoenix effect. Tell us what that's about.
Absolutely. Anybody that sets foot in the building, they catch the Sherman Phoenix effect as soon as they set foot, because you never meet a stranger when you come to Sherman Phoenix. Everyone there takes you in. You might be sitting at a table with someone that you didn't know when you came, but you're best of friends before you leave. The Sherman Phoenix effect also spreads beyond the building, because we are the benefit of having the foundation. Everything that we do doesn't have to happen in the building. We can go and partner and collaborate and complement other organizations and other programming that is going on in and around the city. But also, the Sherman Phoenix effect is programming that we do inside the building that is done inside the building. Maybe you've never been to Sherman Phoenix and you decide to come to our Soldiers to Civilian, which is our self-care Sundays for veterans. So we do some mental health for veterans every other Sunday, in which they come and they get to do chair yoga, there's sound bowls, there's a mental health specialist, and then there's some nutritious food that is served to them and they learn about nutrition. So maybe you've never been to Sherman Phoenix, but you know what? You hear about it. You heard about it at one of your veterans' offices that this is offered at the Sherman Phoenix. That's not too far from me. Or if it is far from me, guess what? They're offering transportation. I can get an Uber gift card to make sure I can get there and get back home. And then once I come, even though I've never been there, I get there and there are other veterans that have gone through some of the same things that I've gone to, or we share stories, or we share the same experiences that we can relate to each other, or we're there for support for one another from, you know, all the different armed forces, men, women from all walks of life. And guess what? I felt really comfortable coming here. I can't wait until the next one. That is the Sherman Phoenix effect. The Sherman Phoenix effect is people who tell us we have a Sherman Phoenix love story, Anomaly Catering, husband and wife now, and now business partners. But Anomalous Campbell will tell you, I met my best friend and my now husband at the Sherman Phoenix, because we were there for a game night, and that's where we had our first date.
Aww.
You know, we have that. We have other entrepreneurs who may not be in our building, have never been a tenant in our building, but because of the associations they've had with people in our building, or that's where they came to meet and started their idea. So that's the Sherman Phoenix effect, because of their growth or because of their idea being birthed out of a meeting that happened at the Sherman Phoenix, the organization My Way Out, No Way Out. That was a meeting that happened at the Sherman Phoenix, and they sat down and wrote the model and wrote the impetus for their program, and now they're an official nonprofit organization in the city of Milwaukee.
Wonderful. So you guys come alongside these new entrepreneurs, or maybe they're seasoned entrepreneurs and they choose to set something up at the Sherman Phoenix, but you're coaching and you're mentoring and you're forming relationships. So it's not a one and done, or here we helped you with this and now see you later, you know, bye. It's you're constantly looking for ways that you guys can grow in your relationship, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It's ongoing. Like I said, you never meet a stranger when you come. So whatever you come for, you might leave with more.
Mm-hmm. That's always good. That's a good thing. Well, you recently launched a campaign called Still Rising. So tell us about that and then what the future holds for the Sherman Phoenix.
Absolutely. The Still Rising campaign is our capital campaign that started in 2023 and will continue through the end of 2024. The goal of the campaign is to raise $2 million, and that is to help sustainability of the Sherman Phoenix Foundation. So we recently were able to dissolve the LLC and purchase the building from the LLC, so now the foundation is standing on its own. What the capital campaign will help us to do is, we are in an old bank building, so you can imagine the type of upkeep and repairs and things even 5 years later that now we have to go back, fix, repair. So we'd like to do some building upgrades and updates. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, there was the plan prior to the pandemic to finish building out some spaces in the lower level so that we could have some more businesses that would have the opportunity to become a business owner inside the Sherman Phoenix. Unfortunately, the pandemic happened and those funds had to go to rent relief for our businesses. So instead of using it to build out, The developers went back to the donor and said, you know what, no one's been able to work for 6 months. Could we use this for rent relief for them? And without batting an eye, they said absolutely. So this campaign would allow us to continue on and finish up the development of the building and to create spaces for more entrepreneurs to become be part of the Sherman Phoenix family, as well as we have some goals to repave the parking lot. We have some goals to build a community room on the first level. As I shared, we're in an old bank building. There are no elevators.
Get your exercise then.
Absolutely. There's three floors. None of them connect. They all go down different stairways and stairwells and nooks and crannies. So we really want to continue to elevate the building, to continue to provide programming and services, and you know, in our three impact areas, which is, you know, physical wellness, mental wellness, and financial wellness. And so the campaign would also help with sustainability of our programming, you know, for our operations.
Okay, so if someone wants to contribute to that, is there like a special place they should be going, or is all that on your website?
Absolutely. So they can always reach out to us if they want to talk about some plan giving. So you can always email us at info@shermanphoenix.com. But there's also a space on our website where there's a link if you'd like to make a donation, and whether that be a one-time donation or a recurring donation, you can match my gift. We had the I Got Five on It campaign for our five-year anniversary, and so what we asked people, can you come to five events next year? Can you support five businesses in the Sherman Phoenix? Can you match my gift? I myself personally, I'm doing a gift of $500 this year, and what I'm doing is just doing it monthly, doing a $42 donation.
Okay, so there's different ways that you can accomplish that. So the work that you do is amazing, of course, but you work with a lot of community partners in the process, and we always talk about how important collaboration is for anyone, nonprofit, for profit, but share with us how others can partner or collaborate with you.
Absolutely. You know, as we shared earlier, we are a community switchboard. So sometimes it's not that we're going to run a program. It might be that you might want to partner with us because we have the same constituents, and so we can work together. And you shared resources, whether it be our building or, you know, we might have the same funder. So, you know, funders love to see us collaborate because we can get so much more done. Or if we don't collaborate, we're going to complement what someone else is doing. So there's so many entrepreneurial, you know, programs and services around the city. So we like to collaborate and make sure that we're not replicating what someone else is doing. And maybe let's work together, you know, for the same goal. But we also do that. We partner with organizations like Discovery World, Milky Way Tech Hub, Sherman Park Community Association, so that they can meet their deliverables as well, because we can't be the end all for everyone. And we, you know, we're a limited staff, so we also can't deliver all these things, but we can complement or actually help and supplement what they're doing and collaborate and team up with them. We have other organizations that maybe are smaller that just need some support getting along their way. So we, you know, partner with organizations like we have a current new partnership with Battle Scar Kids. We've had partnerships with UW-Milwaukee where we actually go there and they let us do at the Lubar Entrepreneurial Center. So we go from, you know, it doesn't matter what's the size of your organization. It doesn't matter, you know, how long you've been in effect. If you have an official nonprofit status or not, we want to work with other organizations to see what can be done in the community.
And, you know, I say on the show all the time that not one nonprofit can do it all. And so the nice thing is that you can stick with what you do well, and there's a number of things that you guys do well. And then, as you said, collaborate with other organizations with what they do well, and then bring something together to offer to the community that is ideal. And there's a number of different ways that you do that. So, okay, so lots of stuff that we talked about today, lots of offerings. If you could, first of all, share again the location of the Sherman Phoenix, so people, if they're not familiar with it, they will become familiar with it. And then if someone wants to become a Sherman Phoenix business owner or a volunteer, maybe they want to use this space, how can they reach out to you to become more involved?
Absolutely. So we are located at 3536 West Fond du Lac Avenue, right across from District 7 Police Department. You can get involved in many ways. If you'd like to become a business owner, we actually have a link on our website where you can click on it and let us know what your business needs are, and you'll be contacted to come get a tour of the space. We also have open houses every third Saturday of the month during our blackout pop-up markets. You can come and actually see the spaces without having an appointment. And if you'd like to volunteer, please, please, please contact us or look at our events. You can go to our website and see every event that we are hosting. We have amazing volunteer opportunities. In fact, another partnership is with Goodwill Industries, where they, as an organization, have volunteered. We recently did an event with Milwaukee College Prep, in which we took 181 students to Discovery World, who is another one of our partners, and we did a wellness day for the 181 kids, in which we focused on those three wellness areas: financial, physical, and mental. They did standing yoga, they did some financial literacy with Educators Credit Union, and then also did some mental wellness with Goodwill Industries. So there's plenty of ways to get involved. You can find out on our website. You can always click on, you know, contact me, or you can, you know, send us your information via that info email. So there's always plenty of ways to get involved. Or if you have an idea that you would like to partner with us, we get, you know, inquiries all the time, and we can either connect you with who would be best for you to connect with, or we can see what we can do to help out.
Okay. Well, give us the website again, and if you have a Facebook page. I mean, sometimes it's easy to just Google Sherman Phoenix. I don't know if that's...
Absolutely.
That comes up, but...
We actually pop up now if you Google Milwaukee Marketplaces. But if you go to www.shermanphoenix.com, that's where all of our information is located, and you can click on and find out when we have pop-up markets, because if maybe you're not sure that you actually want a physical space, we do offer pop-up market once a month, in which entrepreneurs can come and pay $50 to have a table from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the third Saturday of every month.
Okay. Wow. Great. So shermanphoenix.com. Okay. All right.
Started out as a for-profit, so we're getting everything switched over now.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stacia Thompson, CEO and president of the Sherman Phoenix Foundation. Thank you for sharing all the ways that you guys are making a difference in our community.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come.
You are certainly welcome. Well, one of the nonprofits that Dr. Stacia mentioned that she collaborates with has their own unique and impactful story to share on how they make a difference in the lives of others. So stay tuned to hear more about their upcoming activations in Milwaukee after our commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And my next guest is Jamar Jackson Wilson. He is the creator of Battle Scar Kids and founder of the Battle Scar Kids Foundation. Welcome to the show today, Jamar.
Hi, it's nice to be here. I'm excited to be here and tell people about the Battle Scar Kids.
I'm excited to share with everybody all about your initiative, your project. Why don't you start by giving us the inspiration behind the project?
Okay. So the Battle Scar Kids is a superhero animated project. What led me to start the project is based off of my own personal story. I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, ironically in the Sherman Park area. I had a pretty good childhood, and one particular day, 4th of July, I was 11 years old, and we were out seeing the fireworks, and I was out with my family, and we come back home. I was at a cousin's house. We come back to my cousin's house, and we went down the street to another family's house that we didn't know, and they were doing their own fireworks celebration, and they were being very reckless with the fireworks. So we were going to leave because it felt very dangerous, and right when we were about to leave, they took a firework and they blasted it off, and it flew directly into my eye. Mm. And I lost my vision in my right eye. Mm. So from that particular day, to fast forward the story a little bit, from that particular day, I just suffered silently a lot, I lost my vision in my right eye permanently. My dream growing up was to be a basketball player. You couldn't tell me I wasn't gonna be a basketball player. But that particular day, I said, my basketball career is over. And I felt like my dream was taken away from me. So fast forwarding years later, dealing with still having no vision, and most people didn't know about that, not having any vision, I felt like something was missing, something was like empty, like a part of my soul was broken. That's what I tell people, and that's a real estimate of what I was feeling. And I also grew up like drawing and into music. So I knew I wasn't going to do basketball anymore. I still knew how to draw, and I still knew how to do music. So I caught a vision one day where I was like, I'm dealing with this trauma and these bad feelings of being blind in one eye, and I still go back to when I was 11 years old. So how do I take what happened to me and still have a purposeful life? And the vision came to me was, what if I created a superhero that, if I took what happened to me and gave it a superpower? So that's how I came up with the concept of Battle Scar Kids. What if everyone who's going through something, if we could take their trauma or their circumstance and give them a superpower to help them overcome the trauma or the circumstance? And I wanted more than just my character, so I created multiple characters, and now that's how you get the Battle Scar Kids.
And so you're taking these areas that you've been gifted in music and drawing, and you're doing something with it, even though you couldn't pursue the basketball. Now we're on radio, so obviously people can't see, but you're a tall, thin young man.
Tall.
And so, yeah, basketball, you know, God provided another way,
yeah,
right?
For people that can't see me, I'm 6'4". I have two younger brothers, 6'5 and 6'6".
Wow.
And they both played college basketball. So,
okay.
And then I have a cousin that played college basketball. So I come from a basketball family.
Okay. But now you're tapping into some other areas
Something
of talent.
Else.
So,
yes.
Yeah. In your personal life, you speak about how hard it was for you to talk about what you were going through. Can you expand a little bit more on the difficulties that you faced, and then maybe what are some of the self-care routines that you use to help you through some of those difficulties?
So, yeah, growing up, it was very difficult to talk about. I always tell people I suffered silently, even in my own home. My family didn't really know how much pain that I was dealing with mentally and emotionally. So I didn't speak about it. It was hard to talk about. It was embarrassing to talk about. It was hurtful to talk about. And I always felt like everyone could see my flaw and can just come up to me and approach me like, hey, what happened to you? What happened to your eye? And that would hurt, and it'll always make me go into like a shell, or make me be extremely defensive. You can't go around like wanting to fight everyone who says something about you, right? But that's a real emotion that you feel like, hey, back off of me, that you don't know me personally. You don't know what happened to me. As years went on, I started to tap into self-care. What are ways that I can heal? I stopped wanting to feel sorry for myself. I didn't want pity from anybody. I never actually complained out loud about my injury or told people about it because, again, it was hard to talk about. But I wanted ways to heal and move forward and to feel whole again, to feel like I could still dream, I could still grow. So some of my self-care practices, there's a thing called emotional cleansing, where I'm basically discarding emotions that disturb me. I'm acknowledging them. I'm not pushing them down or suppressing them. I'm acknowledging what these emotions are. What I do is take it, I understand what the emotion is. Why do I feel this particular emotion? Now, the question you ask yourself, and this is an emotional cleansing tip for everybody. The question you ask yourself in this exercise is, do I want to continue feeling this way? Mm. And you make a choice. You can say yes or you can say no. If I say no, you continue to, if I say yes, I want to continue to feel this way, I'll keep feeling that way as long as I want to. Mm. If I say no, I don't want to feel this way anymore, you start to release. Now, how do you release? You just let go. Mm. Start to let go. After this exercise, if you come out of it and you still feel that way, go do it again and then do it again. Sometimes you have to do it multiple times. And as you grow and you heal, different circumstances or situations come where you still can apply this. So emotional cleansing, I like to read, I like to be in nature. Self-awareness of my emotions is very critical to me as well. So I pay attention to why I feel what I feel, try to study the emotion, and then I try to release it instead of suppress it, because suppressing it causes a lot of diseases and stress, and stress causes a lot of diseases.
What you just said is so helpful for everybody. You know, I just, no matter what you're going through, again, so many people see our outside, they don't see our inside. And
exactly.
Maybe it's helpful for you to talk to somebody about what's going on inside, or maybe you can practice some of these things that Jamar was talking about. I think that's all really, really good stuff. I imagine that once you rid your mind and your body of some of these negative things that you were talking about, and you focus on the self-care, it opens you up to all kinds of creativity, right?
Yes.
And being creative is essential to your project, so you don't want any difficulties or trauma to interfere with that. Can you explain how trauma impacts creativity?
Yes. This is very critical. So trauma is such an ugly beast. It does damage in so many different ways, from physical to emotional to trauma can cause you to feel like your own body is attacking itself. That's one of the reasons why people don't want to talk about trauma. Because if you feel like, if I bring this up and I'm going to go into a panic attack or anxiety, I don't want to talk about it. That would be like you eating some food that you're allergic to. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to eat something you're allergic to if you know it's going to attack you.
Yeah.
So one of the ways it impacts creativity is our brains, left side and right side. I believe it's the left lobe is where your speech and cognitive learning. That's that area of the brain where it's located. Trauma can impact that part of the brain, similar to that of a stroke patient. The trauma can be so damaging, just like a stroke patient, you will lose the ability to talk about the particular incident or accident that happened. So that's why some people don't talk about it. It's not just because they're afraid to. Some people lose the actual ability to. In terms of also creativity, trauma can block imagination.
Okay.
Imagination is critical to seeing beyond where you are. Imagination is critical to growth. Imagination in our minds is the starting ground for everything that was ever created or invented. Is starting in the mind. Mm. Well, if your imagination is impacted, well, how can you create? How can you think? And when I say create, I don't mean just an art project. Anything creative. How can you create opportunity? How can you create a job? How can you create a friendship? How can you create, if you're dating someone, how can you create a romantic evening if you can't imagine what that would look like because you're trauma impacted by something that happened to you? So it can affect your imagination greatly, and that can stunt your growth in a lot of ways.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting. So you have a foundation that you started that plays a role with the Battle Scar Kids. So help us to understand the differences there. Tell us more about the foundation itself.
So once I did the project, again, Battle Scar Kids is a superhero animated project where each character is essentially, we're teaching you how you take your pain and turn it into power. I wanted to do more than just show a project that inspired. We wanted to do actual work. We wanted to be an actual resource, a full wellness support system. So we started the foundation last year so that we can connect some of these dots. We can be a hub and a resource that provides and partners with other foundations and other resources that provide different types of therapy, whether it be art therapy to talk therapy. There's so many different types of therapies. Also to creative arts and creative learning. We also work a lot with schools and hospitals. We're working on a lot of things even going forward. Like our first scholarship will be this year. We do a lot of different things that basically what we want to do is provide resources and access, especially to underserved communities, so that if they are impacted by trauma, they have something that can help them offset it so they can still live their life, so they can still go toward the dream. Because as I told you, I felt my dream was taken from me. Well, if we can teach people how to eliminate the trauma or eliminate the effects of trauma, because you can't eliminate what happened, but I can't offset the emotion, and then I can still go towards my dream. That's what we want to do with the foundation.
Okay. Well, you told me that ultimately you want to get a person from PTSD to PTG. And what is PTG?
So PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. PTG is post-traumatic growth.
Okay.
So the post-traumatic growth is basically what I'm doing now. Instead of the trauma harming me, I'm taking what the trauma did to me and empowering myself and others. So that's the growth. It causes you to want to do something about it to affect change positively.
Okay. Very nice. Well, I can't even imagine what some kids have gone through in their lives. You know, you shared some stats with me, like 1 in 5 kids have been sexually molested. 1 in 4 have been beaten to the point where it left a scar or a mark on their body. 1 in 3 couples engage in physical violence. 25% of kids grow up with an alcoholic in the family. 1 in 8 kids have seen their mother being beaten or hit. I mean, the stats are sad. You know, a lot of people go through very challenging times. There's definitely a need for healing therapies to help kids recover. But therapy can be expensive, really expensive, and it can be cost prohibitive. When we return, Jamar is going to share some resources that you should be aware of if you or someone you know is in need of them. So grab a pen and paper, because we'll be right back after a commercial break to talk more about it.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking in this last segment with Jamar Jackson Wilson from Battle Scar Kids Foundation. I think we can all agree about the importance of healing therapy for kids going through some kind of trauma or difficult situation, but not everyone will have access to it, whether that's due to a financial situation or something else, unfortunately. So, Jamar, you talked a little bit about it in our first segment, but what would you tell a person who couldn't afford therapy?
So, for a person who can't afford therapy, there are some networks that are connected to our foundation, where if you go on our website, battlescarkids.com, the foundation link, you'll see some resources there where there are therapists that we are connected to that are offering free therapy. If they're not offering it for free, we're partnering to help pay for some of the therapy.
Very nice.
So that's one way. Another way is to find, there are things that I feel like restrict your heart. Again, that causes disturbances. We have to find things that release you, that open your heart. What are things that open your heart? What are things that bring you peace of mind and joy? Those are very essential and free things to do. Like I mentioned earlier, reading a book, taking a walk, sitting in nature. Drawing was it for me, creativity. Drawing and music, it was it for me. So things that bring you joy, that don't necessarily cost money, those are listed on our website as well.
So I would add prayer to that. I think that's a big one for lots of people, or meditation.
Meditation and prayer. Let me say something real quick. I did, during the pandemic, I did a study with Yale College. These are the 5 essential things that create happiness that are proven. So it's prayer and meditation, giving, mm-hmm. Being grateful, mm-hmm. Being present, and then exercise. None of those things cost money, because
right.
Even if you're giving, you can give time. You can give a compliment. You send somebody a compliment today. I tell people all the time, if you're feeling bad, do something nice for somebody. You'll feel better.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. A smile doesn't cost a darn thing. Yeah, and you think
Not
about the domino effect. You know, you do something nice for someone, they do nice for someone, and on it goes. So, yeah,
exactly.
It's contagious for sure. I couldn't agree with you more on that. So how can we see, you've got us all now intrigued about this Battle Scar Kids. How can we see it?
So right now we host events where you can come see the Battle Scar Kids, and these events are interactive. They're really cool. Kids love it. Families love it. So on our website, because we move around a lot, on our website, it will have posted on the main page usually what's the next event coming up that you can come to. These events are free. You come and see the Battle Scar Kids, see the project, and then be a part of the Battle Scar Kids universe. That's the best way to see the Battle Scar Kids. And we're also able to come to you. A lot of schools request us. We are able to come out to the school. So if you would like for the Battle Scar Kids to do an event at your school, you can contact us at info@battlescarkids.com.
Okay, info@battlescarkids.com. Write that down. Okay, so I'm curious, what kind of reaction have you received from those who've been a part of this Battle Scar Kids experience?
So we've been all over the country. The kids, they love it. Because we show the project, but we also do different types of events. We can do the event, or we can do small group workshops. It depends on what the school usually requests, or if we don't want open to the public, it depends on what theme we want to do. But the reaction has been incredible. I mean, kids come up to me like, I want to be one of the characters. Can I be a part of it? When is the next episode coming out? We really love what you're doing. I have a custom-made jacket off of the main character. Everybody asks me, can they have the jacket?
No, you cannot.
That's a one of one. But some of that stuff will be coming in the future. But they just love it. And we do a lot of creative things, a lot of thought-provoking things, and they just really embrace what we're teaching and what we're showing. And because it's entertaining, but you're also leaving feeling impacted.
I bet you're a wonderful mentor for these young kids, somebody that they really look up to. And
that's because I have great mentors, right?
So. There you go. Yeah, see, that's again that domino effect, right? Yeah. So what's next then for Battle Scar Kids and the Battle Scar Kids Foundation?
Just continue to be on the lookout for us. We have so many things in the works that we won't have enough time to name everything. But if you stay connected to us through our website and through social media, we're on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, @BattleScarKids on each platform. All the information that you need will be there, because there's always something new and innovative that we're doing, as well as we're working on some really, really cool things to bring to everybody so that they could be a big part of the Battle Scar Kids.
That's wonderful. I mean, everything you talked about is absolutely wonderful. The resources, the love, the care. The connection, and I'm so happy that Karen connected you with me and suggested that we have you on the show. I love when I can share great things that have the potential for massive impact. There's a quote that says, "Never underestimate the valuable and important difference you make in every life you touch. For the impact you make today has a powerful ripple effect on every tomorrow." I love quotes and stats. I think they're a great way to emphasize a particular point. Do you have a favorite inspirational quote, Jamar?
I have like a million of them, but I'm going to leave you with two quick ones. One of the ones that I like personally, it says, "I embrace my frailties, therefore you cannot make me feel inferior about them." Another one is by Helen Keller, "Blindness is not seeing, it's having no vision." So, again, another metaphor with myself.
Yes.
I'm blind in one eye, but I have a vision. And that vision is allowing us to create an impact where we can continue to impact the lives of others, where they'll want to continue to impact the lives of others, as you were saying.
What's the best way, again, for listeners to learn more about Battle Scar Kids or donate if they choose? I think I want to leave that with the very last thing. So
you can, again, you can go to www.battlescarkids.com. There's a donation link on there. There's a link that connects right to the foundation and all the foundation resources. Also, if you want to contact us, you can contact us at info@battlescarkids.com. If you want to request us to come to your school or to do your camp or programs, we do all kinds of things. So those are the best two ways to get in contact with us.
All right. Awesome. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Jamar Jackson Wilson from the Battle Scar Kids Foundation, and Dr. Stacia Thompson from the Sherman Phoenix Foundation. I appreciate you both sharing how you're making a difference in the lives of others. So thank you for participating in our interview today.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
You are welcome. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to Jamar or Dr. Stacia for more information. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be a great guest for the show, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com, or you can call our office at 262-691-3200. Tune in next Sunday morning at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more about the ways people and organizations are making an impact in the lives of others in unique and extraordinary ways, just like you've heard with our guest today. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, or you can go to newstalk1130.com on your computer, or you can listen on your cell phone via the iHeart Radio app. and encourage you to visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows. And you can now listen on demand, which means Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or Apple Podcast. So I encourage you to give some thought to how you can make a difference in some way for someone in our community. Our guests have shared today how they're doing it, so now use their story as inspiration to make your own mark in some way, whether that's by donating, volunteering, or advocating for an organization. Or maybe you see a need that you think you can fill and you want to start your own nonprofit. I would say go for it. Go ahead, dream big, people. I'm sure anything you choose to do will be a blessing to someone somewhere. So take that time to find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.